gratitude. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Lady LC. I'm glad you're here. Let's navigate the things that cultivate self-love through healing our mind, clearing out the clutter, through healing the body, putting in good things, doing yourself good deeds, the spirit, healing yourself through a process of looking within, finding out who you are and why you're here, and understanding and acknowledging that the spirit runs through us. It is us. Self-love is the umbrella. The mind, the body, and the spirit are parts of that umbrella that has its subtitles and subdescriptions. So let's get into this healing journey, because it is a journey. It's a total lifestyle, and I'm ready to share, inspire, and grow together. Lady LC, gratitude. You are delaying the change. And even if the change right in front of you is the negative thing that you don't want to come in, on the other side of that is where your growth comes, is where your enlightenment is where your blessings are sitting, waiting, shiny, warm, and abundantly offering you everything that you've been waiting for. So in order to get to that, when the negative change is something you have to go through, you have to accept the change, because you don't know what that's going to catapult you into. It's hard because we want to control every step of the way, when really we have no control. Now, we have free will. We have a mind, a brain. We make decisions. But listening and discerning the spiritual self is how we determine which decision, direction, choice is going to get us to where we need to be. That discernment that comes in, unfortunately, most times is not at the beginning. It's a lot of times hindsight, or it's, you know, that thing we think about that now we have that then we ignored or didn't utilize or have strength to do, to make that decision that's going to benefit us, that we know in our heart, in our body. For whatever reason, the ego said go the other way. So change is uncomfortable for many of us. And it's uncomfortable in a way that brings confusion. It brings confusion on so many levels, because now you're so enlightened, now you're so elevated, that you're forgetting to have grace for the things that you didn't know. And you didn't know them because you thought, okay, my ego says go that way this time. I'll be able to come back next time and it'll be fine. But that path was rough when you got back on. That path was rough. And to me, that's just spirit saying, you should have listened, but I still got you. But we still got you, your team of ancestors, your higher self, God, the universe, your team has you. But you should have listened. So although
change is uncomfortable. Realize that a lot of times what you are seeking is not going to come, look, or feel the way that you've expected it to. First of all, if you're seeking this change, it's likely you've never been there before. So the expectation you have is not real. So if we listen and discern initially and trust the path and our processes, then that change that we all seek will be benefiting you the most at the time that it needs to. Lady LC, gratitude.